Welcome back to the Green Front. I am proud to be reporting live from the nation's capital today on a hot kind of hazy day in Washington, D.C., looking across the Potomac at the nation's capital here from the Gaylord Resort Hotel. It's a beautiful hotel, and I've never seen such user-friendly staff. These people are really on top of it. So customer service is alive and well, I'm happy to tell you. And also, I'm not surprised that Shackley chose this hotel to have their annual convention because I've been very impressed with the Shackley employees and executives I've met, beginning at the top with Roger Barnett, who is the CEO, owner of this company. Bought it, I think, about 6-7 years ago and has really ramped it up. But the reason we're talking about Shackley and the reason I'm proud to have someone who's been with Shackley a long time is because I have been looking into the company, and not only do they have green home cleaning products and, of course, a great line of health and nutritional supplements, they have been green, and this is what most people don't know, since its inception. The company about 55 years old, I believe, and Ellie Rogers has not been with them that long, but she is a master coordinator with Shackley, and she is really the visionary behind their going not only green but to a whole new level of green by becoming the first company in the world to go climate neutral. We're going to find out what inspired her, how she made that happen, and hear more about Shackley's environmental initiatives. Thanks for joining me, Ellie.
Well, hi there, Betsy. How are you doing?
Great to meet you in person a couple of hours ago. I'd heard about you, and I've been telling people at our first green tea parties about Shackley's impressive record on the environment. And as much as there's, you know, wonderful news as far as the products and the packaging in terms of biodegradable and recycled content, what most impresses me and most environmentalists that I tell, all of them really, is that this company did something that no other company had done. Tell us, and you were at least a part of the inspiration, if not all of it, behind that. Tell us who or what inspired you, how long you've been with the company, and what you brought to it in terms of the climate neutral program.
Well, just a little bit of background was that I, in the early days in the 60s, was very interested in green as a result of Rachel Carson and her, what she wrote, and then looking back on everything that she said and had predicted has certainly come true. And then being, you know, I had a health food store at the time, and when I found out about Shackley, I was hoping that it was everything that they said they were. And that was my, that would happily be the two passions that I had about prevention and nutrition, and also the big one was green. And you and I were sharing that in those days, being green was a little bit out of the norm, a big piece out of the norm, and so was prevention. So when I was told about the company, I really didn't know if I could really trust that this was really true, but it is a big, it's true in spades. And when I went, when I saw the company and came to California and I saw the buildings that they had built that were all climate sustainable, climate neutral and sustainable. And there was someone on the team then named Ken Perkins who actually was one of the first ones who designed climate neutral protocol so that anybody who aspired to be climate neutral had to follow certain guidelines, very, very detailed, very impressive in terms of what they have to do to qualify to become that. And so he enlisted other people in the field, primarily that I would talk to him from the field perspective and what we expected. And of course, the climate neutral program had been written by him. So when then we would have meetings that were like webinars in 2000, and we'd have our computers up with slides and going through what the project was and what we had to do to qualify, and went through the time with that, with meetings and just very much on top of it. And also at the same year that it happened, it was also the opening of the home office, which is all sustainable.
And I've been there, and it's most impressive out in Pleasanton. You feel mm-hmm. good being in that building. It's open, it's airy, it's green, literally, and in every way behind the scenes as well. Very impressive. And, you know, today it's not uncommon for, you know, large corporation to offset its carbon emissions. But again, back, take us back to 2000. That was unheard of at that time. Was it seen as kind of a radical step, or was it just a natural progression of Shapley's ongoing sort of green ethic that, from what I've learned happily, has really been part of the DNA from the early days with Dr. Forrest Shapley starting the company in the 50s?
Yeah, the DNA is a good way to put that, because Dr. Shapley was involved in understanding the progress of what might happen if we didn't change our ways back in 1956 when he started the company. And then, of course, that legacy came up to 2000 when Ken Perkins and was in Shapley at that point, and then he presented the idea, and we all certainly came on board with it, and then we had that interface between the field and home office. But Dr. Shapley's dream of this goes way back, and from his childhood, and talk stories about him watching the birds migrate and understanding nature and having a fear for the future if we didn't change a lot of things in our lives. And that was after World War II as well.
Very early on. And it's one thing to offset carbon emissions from a company's manufacturing, production, and transportation processes and practices, but you go a step further at Shapley by including in your offset equation the transportation of Shapley's thousands of employees to and from conferences. That to me, also a very impressive aspect.
Yeah, so you have to reach a certain number, and you include all of these things. And one of them was that we those of us who drove bonus cars were added into that equation so that it could be reduced. And we did take some offsets that had to be done to get to the amount of carbon carbon emissions that we were responsible for, and that included also the any employee travel, any travel from our homes in by air or by vehicle, other vehicles, transportation was added into that number that had to be reduced to zero. And then we brought it down a lot by building the sustainable home office, and with the emissions being way lower and all the technology that was available then, including just the sunlight being deflected by shutters and things that happen automatically as the sun moved over the building. And then
yeah,
when it comes to... Go ahead.
Okay.
And even that, so when you walk into a room, the lights turn on when it's dark, and then when you leave, they turn off. It's all set up to where it's all automatic. And but when it comes to the transportation, it was a big piece of that carbon emission, you know, that we had to get down to zero and then do offsets. And I think the offsets were amazing, too.
Yes, and I was impressed with the building. The passive solar aspects are really, you know, quite remarkable. That you don't have solar panels on the top of that building. You almost, you know, have so much passive solar going on, though, that I'm sure that is a huge benefit. And I guess it was not either deemed cost-effective, or I'm not sure what the reason is, but in every other aspect, it's green materials, green textiles, certainly, you know, the building itself, but the passive solar, it's just such a light building. You almost don't feel like, and I was there on a cloudy day, with summer, but cloudy, that you don't need to turn lights on.
No, I love what you felt when you walked in. There's the same way I always feel when I walk in that building. It's just almost like a breath of fresh air and a sense of peace. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful place to be.
And not just the building, but let me just say a word about the employees I met. I have to say, everybody I encountered and was introduced to was smiling, looked healthy, young, fresh-faced. I would include you, and everybody else I've met looks extremely healthy and fit and good weight. And I say that just because I've never been to a place where I noticed that about everybody. So Shapley Products must be doing something right. I know it sounds like I'm doing a commercial for them. They're not paying me to say this, but I am saying it, and I am here for the Shapley Convention because I have been so impressed, you know, lifting up the hood and kicking the tires, as Roger Barnett said he did before he bought the company. You know, I'm kind of a skeptic. I'm a journalist. I've seen a lot of green washing. And like you, I was prepared to, you know, once I started digging, find some flaws in the green cred, and I found the opposite. I was more and more impressed, and that's why I've decided to partner with Shaklee in terms of its, you know, green cleaning products and health and nutrition line, you know, as part of the Green Tea Party, as a way to monetize it, as a way to fuel the growth of our home parties. And that's why I'm here, to learn more, because the more I learn, the more excited I get, and I can't say that about a lot of companies.
Well, I felt the same way when I first walked in, and it kind of was a culmination of so many dreams of having a non-toxic home, you know, with air and water and non-toxic home products. And we've gone so far now to where they are the only products used in the White House and in the Naval Academy here in Washington to have green White House and the green Vice President's Mansion. And,
that's right. I'd forgotten about that. That's impressive as well.
Yeah, it is.
So
and
let's talk
so
about.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Finish that thought, and then I want to talk about the trees that.
Well,
Jacqueline,
you know, to have
planted.
That goal, and then walk into where it's established. It's the history. It's the DNA of the company. It's everything I want to be in, because I was searching for it when I had the health food store. There were some cleaners introduced on the market, and they didn't work very well, and you could use lemon, and you could use little things that you had to, vinegar, I remember. But this is done in such a way that in such a concentrated way, I think that's really important, that one pint would make 5,500 bottles of Windex. And so you have the complete conservation issue with 5,500 bottles not going in the website, 5,500 bottles not being made with oil derivatives and all of the chemicals that come out of that process and the transportation of that product. So it was everything and then more than I could have even imagined.
Mm. And the Basic H is famous for needing only 2 drops in a bottle of water to clean
right.
mirrors and glass windows.
And not only do it, but do it in a spectacular way.
But don't use 3 drops because it'll be too much.
No, you're right. I tried that in the early days. You know, you think, well, if 2 drops are good for it, might be a whole lot better, and it isn't. And just
well,
just
and
do
if,
what
if,
it says.
If trees provide shade, they also provide absorption of CO2 in the atmosphere. And Shaklee, along with Wangari Maathai, have gone a long way towards putting more trees on this planet. Tell us about that project.
Well, Roger met Wangari in 2004 when she was the winner of the Nobel Prize for Peace, and that's an unusual way to put it because what she did was plant 30 million trees in 30 years at the base of Mount Kilimanjaro, and she enlisted women to do the planting, and that was the first autonomy they ever had in their history, and they also propelled her into the parliamentary government that they have there now. But he became friends with her, and we had just started the Million Trees, Million Dreams tree planting project for Shaklee and its field members. And so I had a meeting with the Home Office and American Forest, and the president at the time called us that there were many greenwashed companies that were not significantly green enough, and you brought the word greenwashed up, but he said, when it comes to Shaklee, you bleed green. I kind of thought that was pretty
and then, sometimes I think I would too.
So I did all the numbers, and I figured with this many distributors, we ought to be able to plant 3 million trees. The first start we did, we decided to do 1 million, called the Million Trees, Million Dreams. And then, having just met Wangari, he enlisted her to be the global representatives for the Million Trees, Million Dreams. And the first group of people was the United Nations that she addressed and talked about this company in Northern California that was doing a project called Million Trees, Million Dreams. And someone there who represents the environment concerns with the UN and stood up and said they would add $5 billion to our $1 million. And then this went on for maybe a year, where she was talking to groups all over the world and telling them about the project called the Million Trees, a Million Dreams. And I, you know, I'm not going to say, because the numbers come in from her mouth to Rogers and kind of different, you know, different people who have pledged trees. And I, you know, I'm just going to go on a round number. About 15 billion have happened since the original million. And we planted the millions tree a year ago in January. And it was a on the grounds of, you may have seen the tree there at home office.
Yes, actually I did, in the lobby, yeah. I think.
Well, no, it's right out on the grounds. And
Right. It's the rock in the lobby that is the symbol.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I did. I walked right past it, right underneath it, yes. Well, that's exciting. And what other environmental policies or practices are you proud of? We've talked about a lot of them, but I bet there's more, knowing Shackley, because at every layer there's something impressive. And anything else
well,
that you personally...
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Well, just that maybe how important, you know, is the environmental piece to, you know, your employees? Do you have a group that's, you know, more passionate about this than others? You know, there's been a lot of history with Shackley providing, you know, health and nutritional supplements that are effective, but the green wave is relatively recent. I'm just wondering how many people are either attracted to your company because of the environmental practices and policies and commitment, how many become green once they get here. How big a piece is that for how big a chunk of your staff?
It's kind of a slogan we have, always works, always safe, always green. And that covers all of the products. And also the projects that have happened would be the green dolphin, the planting of the trees on Mount Whitney, in Kilimanjaro, and
Shackley's also partnered with
the Himalayans. The Himalayans was that we planted trees, which had become a disaster with becoming deforested.
Mm-hmm. And Shackley's also partnered with the Arctic explorer Will Steger, I understand.
Yes, we have. He's on four treks that we sponsored. We not only just give, for instance, a company would have their name on that trip or those trips that he did, but they were all about exploring those areas to see how much damage had been done by the environmental issues that impacted there. And he had classes that went on all over the United States where children in classrooms were plugged into every day of those trips, and the children were tuned into what he was going there for and what he was doing. And they also supplied a lot of the food, because they had to sustain drinking water to, you know, in protein, in concentrated nutrition for themselves, because they had to carry a lot of food for the dogs, and they were still using the dog sleds until they used the runners. But we were all following that, and then we, the astronauts, the NASA program, they've always used Basic H, went to the moon, for instance, and then also the astronauts in the NASA program have always used a performance product that Shackley made especially for them called AstroAid, and we have a version of that in our line as well, and it's actually a electrolyte system of a drink. And apparently they go through some kind of an upset of that system when they reenter our environment, our Earth's environment. So we've been in so many ways with, you know, with green that it's amazing. I'm so extremely proud of it, and proud to be associated with the company for 30
years. And I am too, and I think there's been levels of aha for me as I've, again, explored. And one of the most impressive, among the impressive aspects, and I know this sounds like a commercial, but I'm here on my own dime, own time, and only because I think Shackley really is the best partner for our, you know, green tea parties, home parties, to tell people how to green their routines, is the fact that Shackley, was able to do scientific research, and it, I guess in some ways, it had to be, you know, objective or it wouldn't be legitimate at all, where it was tested, your cleaning products, up against its competitors, Clorox GreenWorks, Seventh Generation, and Method, which are the other, you know, green home cleaning supply companies out there, and Shaklee products were more effective and I believe cost competitive. That also is impressive because there's a lot of, you know, good ones out there now, not a lot, a few. And if Shaklee, in fact, is more effective, equally or more effective, given the long-standing, you know, environmental track record, you know, why not go with a company that's got the products that are at least as, if not more than effective, and have the history of doing it long before it was popular to do so?
It not only wasn't popular back then, it was kind of looked down on as
it was downright unpopular.
Unpopular,
crazy
but,
as that is.
Yeah, but you're right about the effectiveness. That is something they have tested against in many with many of the products, and then also the cost effectiveness would be that one bottle, this one, you know, the one cross section of the household cleaners in a package would save a person $3,400 in actual purchases of other products. And that number was so shocking when it was researched that other people who might be doubters in the world or even among us, that how could that number be like that? They actually went out and tested the prices in big box stores, in grocery stores, and came up with a larger savings than that. So that is a very true number. That $150 in a box of all the products, you could save $3,400 if you had to buy the other products. And then the effectiveness and the safety. And then, you know, you wash your clothes, you do your dishes, and the water goes down the drain and it goes somewhere eventually into the water areas and affects the fish and the wildlife. And we can feel very good about using the products and feeling like that even if it's a small way with a large number of people, you do make an impact.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least.
And, you know, we talked about the landfill, I think I did earlier, about how that, mm-hmm. that big number that with just the basic H product alone would save 5,500 bottles from the landfill.
You can make an impact, and last but not least, you can make an income, and that's the other sustainable aspect of Shaklee.
Right.
And that we're offering Green Tea Party reps is to sell Shaklee products as part of these Green Tea Parties where we're educating and doing outreach but also offering a way to, you know, immediately clean up your home environment and that opportunity to generate income based on, you know, as little or as much as you want to do and get involved and sell is really an exciting aspect. In this time of high unemployment, people getting laid off, downsizing, this is a way to kind of take your career, you know, into your own hands. And we are out of time, but I'm sure you agree with that because that is the core of the Shaklee multi-level marketing experience. And I've learned multi-level marketing is not a bad word. It's a good thing.
It's a good word.
And we are out of time, and the theme of this conference is here, or maybe it's Shaklee always, is share your story. I see on the program schedule I just got, and I want to thank you, Ellie Rogers, for sharing your story with the Green Front, and thank you for all your great green work, and very impressive, and very proud to be associated with this company.
Oh, thank you so much. It was just wonderful meeting you, and I heard some of the radio talk before I got on, and I'm very impressed with the station and what you're doing.
Thank you, Ellie.
It's my honor.
Thank you. We can talk more about that. I'll see you downstairs shortly. I've been speaking with Ellie Rogers. She is a master coordinator with the Shaklee Corporation. Hope you've enjoyed this live edition of the program from Washington, D.C. If you caught us in progress, you want to hear the entire show, please go to the Progressive Radio Network or on my website at thegreenfront.com. And see you next time. I will be back live next week. It'll be my birthday, so it'll be a very special show, I promise.